KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100.
And at 8:06, we have a mostly sunny sky and 71 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high around 90. Winds southwest at 10 to 20. Chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with an overnight low of 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Here's a reminder from the Iowa Department of Public Health, and that is that the three test Iowa sites are the first to close this week. The state prepares to end its operations of drive-through and clinic COVID-19 testing locations by July 16th of 2021. The state-operated drive-through sites will close when testing concludes at 4 p.m. on the following days for the following locations: in Council Bluffs at 3236 Nebraska Avenue in Pottawatomie County on June 24th, in Linn County and June 25th in Blackhawk County, and that will be Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, respectively. The Iowa Department of Public Health and State Hygienic Lab are finalizing plans to provide at-home COVID-19 kits free of charge to Iowa residents following the closure of the test Iowa sites, and more details are still to come from the state. Well, three people were injured during a rollover accident late Monday night in Lewis. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday reported deputies, along with Cass County EMS, Griswold Rescue, and Lewis Rescue, were dispatched at around 11:24 p.m. to a motor vehicle rollover accident on California Street in Lewis. Officials say a 2005 Ford Explorer, driven by 20-year-old Aiden Russell of Lewis, was westbound on California Street when the SUV went out of control. It rolled several times and came to rest in the south ditch. Russell was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Griswold Rescue and later transported to an Omaha hospital by Cass County EMS. A passenger in the vehicle, 26-year-old Thomas Bruning of Clarinda, was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Cass County EMS and later lifted to an Omaha hospital by LifeNet. Another passenger in the vehicle, 18-year-old Sophia Shoup of Council Bluffs, was airlifted from the scene by LifeLight to an Omaha hospital. Two of the victims were ejected from the vehicle. The accident remains under investigation by the Cass County Sheriff's Office. The Creston Police reports two people were arrested on drug charges early this morning. Authorities say 28-year-old Adam Sabah and 26-year-old Jalen Morgado, both of Nutley, New Jersey, were arrested at the intersection of Sumner and Taylor Streets at around 2:23 a.m. They were charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense. Morgado was additionally charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. She was released from the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond. Sabah was released on a $1,000 bond. Creston police said also 57-year-old Adon Vega of Creston was arrested at his home Monday night. Vega was charged with domestic assault, a simple misdemeanor, and released from custody on a $300 bond. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation said Tuesday that the DCI is assisting Creston Police and the Union County Sheriff's Office in an investigation into the disappearance of 56-year-old Creston resident Tim Fechter. The man was reported missing to law enforcement on Sunday. He was last seen in the early morning hours of Sunday at a residence in the 600 block of Birch Street in Creston. Authorities said the circumstances surrounding his disappearance, along with his known medical conditions, have law enforcement actively attempting to find him. And while the circumstances have drawn the attention of law enforcement, authorities say there is no known or ongoing threat to the public. Tim Fechter is a white male, about 5 feet 11 inches tall. He weighs 185 pounds and has blue eyes. He has multiple tattoos on each hand and arm and was last seen wearing a blue flannel shirt, camouflage cargo shorts, and green high tops. There's a picture of the man in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. If you or anyone you know has information about either his location and or the details of his disappearance, contact the Union County Law Enforcement Center at 641-782-8402, or you can email the Iowa Missing Persons Information Clearinghouse at the email address in this same story on the news page. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office Tuesday said a Coon Rapids man was arrested on Guthrie County warrants June 16th by the Woodward Police Department. 29-year-old Sean Knutson faces charges that include 6 counts of third-degree burglary, 5 counts of theft, 5 counts of criminal trespass, and 1 charge of ongoing criminal misconduct. An investigation into his alleged activities began June 2nd when the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office received a report of a stolen truck and trailer and tools from rural Bayard. The stolen truck was stopped by the West Des Moines Police Department Department and the Warren County Sheriff's Office prior to it being reported stolen. Both agencies share the driver's information and body cam footage with the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office. A suspect, identified as Knudsen, was taken into custody later and subsequently admitted to stealing the truck, trailer, and tools. Authorities say he told the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office where the truck and trailer were located, and with the help of the Polk County Sheriff's Office and Des Moines PD, both the truck and trailer were found and returned to their owner. On June the 12th, other parties in Bayard reported stolen or missing items from their garages that fit the same date and time frame of the previous burglary. Surveillance footage from a come-and-go in West Des Moines helped the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office identify Knudsen as the suspect. He later admitted to taking the items out of each person's garage. On June 21st, another person came forward and said they had a dirt bike and a generator stolen from rural Bayard that again fit the date and time of the other burglaries and thefts. The dirt bike was stolen matched the description of the dirt bike Knudsen was operating when he was stopped by the Woodward Police Department. Upon further investigation, it was determined it was the same dirt bike, and once again, Knudsen admitted to being in possession of stolen property. There are subsequent investigations still being conducted where Sean Knudsen is a person of interest. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reminds area residents to please remember to leave your garages closed and your vehicles locked at night. And finally, in the news, officials of the Iowa Insurance Division on Tuesday said a Missouri Valley woman, 49-year-old Lorraine Gale, recently pled guilty to one count of insurance fraud, presenting false information, following an investigation by the Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau. As a result of the plea agreement on June 7th, Gale received a deferred judgment and was ordered to serve 1 year of probation and to pay a civil penalty in the amount of $1,025. The charges against her stem from an investigation that began last year. The investigation revealed that on multiple occasions, Gale submitted existing damage as new damage to her motor vehicle to multiple insurance companies in order to obtain insurance benefits, which she would not have otherwise been entitled to. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.